Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today we're diving deep into Open Door Technologies, ticker symbol OPEN, a company that's been shaking up the real estate market with its digital platform. I've got a full breakdown for you. Everything from their financials to recent performance, valuation, and even a SWOT analysis. So if you're thinking about investing in this housing tech player or just curious about where they stand, stick around. Let's get started. All right. Let's set the stage. Open Door is a company that's trying to revolutionize how we buy and sell homes. Their whole deal is making real estate transactions as seamless as shopping online. You can get an instant offer on your home, skip the traditional hassles of listings and showings, and close on your timeline. It's a bold idea, especially in a market as traditional as real estate, and they've been pushing hard to scale this model. With the housing market being such a massive part of the economy, there's huge potential here, but also some serious risks. Let's dig into who they are and what they're bringing to the table. So, a bit about Open Door Technologies. Founded in 2013 and based in Tempe, Arizona, they've built a digital platform that lets consumers buy and sell homes directly online. They operate in the U.S., focusing on simplifying the process with instant cash offers and handling things like title insurance and escrow services. Led by CEO Kasra Nejatian, they've got about 1,470 full-time employees and fall under the real estate services industry within the broader real estate sector. Their market cap sits at around $3.9 billion right now, with a stock price hovering at 5 or 8 cents. It's a volatile stock with a beta of 3.79, so expect some wild swings if you're jumping in. They don't pay a dividend, which isn't surprising for a growth-focused tech play like this. That's the snapshot. Now let's talk numbers. Let's break down Open Door's revenue story. Looking at their latest full-year figures for 2025, they brought in about $4.37 billion in revenue. That's down from $5.57 billion in 2024, and a bigger drop, from $6.95 billion in 2023. If we go further back, you'll see they peaked at a massive $15.57 billion in 2022, which shows just how much their top line has contracted recently. This decline ties into their strategic shift under what they call Open Door 2.0, where they're prioritizing profitability over pure growth. They're slowing down home acquisitions to focus on margins and resale speed. Gross profit for 2025 was $304 million, with a gross margin of about 7.8%, which is tight but an improvement over past years when volume was higher but margins suffered. The big picture here is that they're in a transition phase, less revenue but hopefully setting up for sustainable profits. I'm curious to see if this pivot pays off in the long run. Now let's talk earnings. For fiscal year 2025, Open Door reported a net loss of $1.3 billion, which translates to an EPS of -$1.70. That's a steeper loss than 2024's net loss of $392 million, or -$0.56 per share, and worse than 2023's loss of $275 million. Historically, profitability has been a struggle. Back in 2022, they lost $1.35 billion, and even during their high revenue years, they've never turned a consistent profit. Their EBITDA for 2025 was -$1.12 billion, and operating income was -$273 million, showing they're still burning cash at a pretty high rate. On the bright side, their recent Q4 results for 2024 showed some progress with a revenue beat and a narrower loss than expected, hinting that their operational tweaks might be starting to work. Still, these losses are a red flag for me. Growth is great, but at some point, you've got to show you can make money. Diving into some insights from their most recent earnings call for Q4 2024, management sounded cautiously optimistic. They highlighted a revenue beat and progress on narrowing losses, attributing it to their Open Door 2.0 strategy. They're focusing heavily on optimizing operations. Think faster transaction times and better margins on home resales. They also mentioned leveraging AI tools to improve pricing accuracy and expand their addressable market. One interesting tidbit was their push into new revenue streams, like offering mortgages at competitive rates, which has raised some eyebrows in the industry. Their goal is clear: sustainable, profitable growth, even if it means slower acquisition numbers in the short term. they're targeting 6,000 quarterly home acquisitions by 2026, which is ambitious but doable if they keep tightening the ship. I think their focus on product quality over volume is smart, but execution will be everything. Let's get into the nitty-gritty of their financial statements. On the balance sheet for 2025, Opendoor has $962 million in cash and cash equivalents, which gives them some runway, but total assets are down to $2.41 billion from $3.13 billion in 2024. Total liabilities stand at $1.4 billion, and their debt-to-equity ratio is a manageable 0.19, which isn't terrible for a company in growth mode. However, their retained earnings are deeply negative at $95.33 billion, reflecting years of accumulated losses. Looking at cash flow, they generated a positive $1.5 billion from operating activities in 2025, a huge swing from the negative $595 million in 2024, and free cash flow was a solid $1.04 billion. That's encouraging. It shows they can generate cash when they dial back on aggressive growth. Still, their return on equity is a brutal negative 168%, and net profit margin is negative 29.7%. These metrics scream high risk to me, even if there are glimmers of improvement. All right, let's talk valuation. At a current price of $5.08, Opendoor's market cap is roughly $3.9 billion. Their price-to-sales ratio is 0.88, which isn't crazy high for a tech-driven real estate play, suggesting the stock isn't wildly overvalued on revenue terms. However, their price-to-earnings ratio isn't meaningful right now, since they're not profitable. It's negative at minus 2.95. Enterprise value is around $3.6 billion, factoring in their debt and cash position. Compared to peers like Zillow, Opendoor trades at a discount on some metrics, which could imply upside if they turn things around. Analysts have mixed views. Some see potential in the Opendoor 2.0 reboot, while others worry about housing market headwinds and legacy inventory risks. For me, the valuation looks speculative. You're betting on future profitability, not current fundamentals. If they hit their targets, there's room to grow, but it's far from a sure thing. Let's break down Opendoor through a SWOT analysis: strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. Starting with strengths, their innovative business model is a big one. They're disrupting real estate with a digital-first approach, making home buying and selling faster and easier. Their use of AI for pricing and market expansion is cutting edge, and recent operational improvements under new management are showing promise. On the flip side, weaknesses are glaring. Consistent losses and a negative net profit margin highlight profitability struggles. Their high debt levels, even if manageable, add risk. For opportunities, the housing tech space is ripe for growth, and their push into mortgages at competitive rates like 4.99% could open new revenue streams. Scaling to 6,000 acquisitions per quarter by 2026 is another big goal. But threats loom large. Housing market volatility, interest rate hikes, and competition from players like Zillow could derail their plans. Plus, if their turnaround falters, investor patience might wear thin. It's a high-stakes game for Opendoor right now. Looking at recent performance, Opendoor's stock has been a roller coaster. Over the past week, it's up 12.36%, which is a nice pop, likely tied to positive earnings reactions and news about their operational progress. But zoom out, and it's down 21.75% over the past month and 18.83% over 3 months, showing some choppiness. Longer term, though, there's been a massive recovery, up 55.28% over 6 months and a whopping 237.84% over the past year. That's huge, but don't forget it's coming off a low base, and over 5 years, it's still down 83.13%. Compared to the real estate sector, which is flat to slightly down over most timeframes, Opendoor's volatility stands out. Chart-wise, there's a bull flag setup forming, with potential for a breakout if it clears key resistance levels. Short-term, momentum looks decent, but I'd watch for housing market data to confirm the trend. So what's the bottom line on Opendoor Technologies? They're a fascinating play in the housing tech space with a truly innovative model, but the risks are real. Massive losses, a shrinking top line, and a volatile stock price make this a speculative bet. On the other hand, their Opendoor 2.0 strategy, focus on margins, and early signs of operational improvement give me some hope. if they can execute on profitability and scale acquisitions without overextending, there's upside here. For long-term investors, I'd say tread carefully. Maybe keep this on your watch list and wait for more consistent earnings before jumping in. What do you think? Are you bullish on Opendoor, or do the red flags scare you off? Drop your thoughts in the comments. And if you found this breakdown helpful, smash that like button and subscribe for more deep dives like this. Thanks for watching, and I'll catch you in the next one.